And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 23rd of June, 2025. It's the birthday of Yosvani Ramos, born on this day in 1979. Yosvani Ramos is a Cuban ballet dancer. He danced with the English National Ballet for 9 years, 5 as a principal dancer, before joining the Australian Ballet as a principal artist and dancing with Cincinnati Ballet as a principal dancer for 1 season. He then joined Colorado Ballet in Denver as a principal dancer and retired in April 2023. He has been named Artistic Director of Ballet de Monterrey in Mexico from January 2024. Ramos became a vegan in 2019 after watching the documentary The Game Changers about elite athletes who are vegan. Intrigued by the possibility of decreasing inflammation and injury and being able to dance longer, Ramos was 40 at the time, he did more research and decided to go vegan. He starts his day with a large smoothie with fruits, spinach, carrots, oats, spirulina, and hemp protein powder. He'll snack on peanuts or a banana if he needs a boost between rehearsals. And for lunch, he'll have a salad with a protein, like tofu, vegan chicken, or beans. For dinner, go-tos include Beyond Burger, a tofu scramble or tempeh fricassee, and always some sort of beans. Dessert is usually fruits sprinkled with hemp hearts for added protein. The release of Chicken Run was on this day in 2000. Aardman's first full-length theatrical feature film was produced with DreamWorks Animation and Pathé and directed by Peter Lord and Nick Park. Released in June 2000, it still remains the highest-grossing stop-motion animation film of all time. An impressive voice cast is led by Mel Gibson, Julio Sawalha, and Miranda Richardson. Life on Tweety's chicken farm is far from pleasant for the inmates. Ginger the Hen's various attempts at escape have failed. But when Rocky the famous flying rooster crash lands on the farm, she sees a chance she's been waiting for. Rocky can teach everyone how to fly, and they can stage a mass breakout. However, the braggartly Rocky is not all that he seems. Can he really help Ginger and the others find freedom before Mrs. Tweety hatches her foul plan to turn them all into chicken pies? The publication of Animal Rights, Liturgies of Animal Care by Andrew Lindsay was on this day in 2015. Christians believe that the Logos is a source of all life, yet Christian worship remains unashamedly human-centric. The world of creation, and animals in particular, is almost invisible in our worship. The churches do not have the liturgical means of celebrating the life of animals, giving thanks for their companionship, praying for the relief of their suffering, or marking their deaths. This unique book provides a variety of liturgies that are animal-friendly and animal-inclusive. They include services in celebration of animal companionship, services for animal welfare, healing liturgies, new Eucharistic prayers for the whole creation, and animal burial services. Underlying all these new forms is a serious theological purpose— to help us to draw deeper into the mystery of God's work in creation and to affirm other sentient beings as co-creatures with us. And here's a reading from Andrew Lindsay's Animal Rights. Eternal Father, in the cross of your Son, you identified yourself with the weak, vulnerable, and innocent who suffer in our world. Expand and enlarge our compassion for all creatures who suffer, and by your Spirit, strengthen those who care even for the least of all. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A reading from Animal Rights by Dr. Andrew Lindsay. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with a reminder that the world is waiting for us to live vegan.